I think they did a really good job. They did the best they could with what they had.
Rachel Rasmussen's daughter graduated from high school in the Washington County School District this year. Rasmussen created a petition on change.org asking the school to reschedule graduation for a later date instead of holding a virtual graduation. On the website change.org, people can make petitions for causes that are important to them. The petition Rasmussen created had hundreds of signatures. However, the school moved forward with their plans to hold a virtual graduation ceremony. Rasmussen says although the school did a great job under the circumstances, it was not the experience her family was expecting.
I wanted my family and the friends that couldn't be there to see, too. You know, while you're filming something, you're not really involved. It's kind of like I wasn't really involved at all.
There were at least 5 petitions made on change.org to fight for real graduation ceremonies at multiple Utah schools and districts, including the Washington County School District, Union High School, Dixie High School, Roy High School, and the Canyon School District. While some schools have done larger virtual graduations like Washington County, others adapted theirs to be smaller individual recognition. For example, teachers from Cache High traveled on a school bus to each graduate's house to congratulate them personally. According to school counselor Lonnie Evans, many of the students and families embraced the non-traditional ceremony and had fun with it. As schools throughout the state continue to finish instruction throughout the month, it is likely that other types of adapted graduation celebrations will appear. With Utah Public Radio, I'm Harley Barnes.